From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama says he is pleased that Cuba is being represented for the first time at the Summit of the Americas. As VOA's White House correspondent Luis Ramirez reports from Panama City, Mr. Obama's statement came one day before he is set to hold his first face-to-face meeting with Mr. Castro since announcing a plan to normalize relations with Cuba.
President Obama's Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes told reporters the U.S. and Cuban leaders expect to meet on Saturday as part of Mr. Obama's plan to engage Cuba. Prior to coming to Panama, President Obama spoke with Raul Castro by phone. The two agreed on the importance of engagement and also recognized they have remaining differences. Meanwhile, officials on Friday indicated President Obama is coming closer to announcing the removal of Cuba from the U.S. list of nations that sponsor terrorism, a step that would bring the two countries closer to normalizing relations. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Panama City.
Saudi-led coalition airstrikes hit Yemen for a 16th straight day on Friday, targeting weapons storage sites used by Shiite Houthi rebels in the capital Sana'a. Witnesses say the strikes hit the defense ministry and other facilities, including a military camp believed to be controlled by rebel forces loyal to former Yemeni president Ali Abdullah Saleh. The rebels control Sana'a and are seeking to capture Yemen's main southern city, Aden, as they battle forces supporting the country's internationally backed president, Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi, who recently fled Yemen. A Pentagon spokesman said Friday that Aden is contested, but there is no question the Houthis control large portions of the city. This is VOA News. A Pakistani court has freed on bail a man who allegedly masterminded the 2008 attacks on the Indian port city of Mumbai that killed 166 people. As VOA's Aisha Tanzim reports from Islamabad, India and the United States have denounced the release.
Zakir Rahman luckily walked out of court Friday amidst clicks of cameras and shouts by photographers for people to move out of their way. He was flanked by police as his supporters waited anxiously outside. Luckily raised his hand in triumph and they shouted. Pakistan's government has been trying to keep him behind bars under different pretexts ever since he was first granted bail in the Mumbai attack case in December of last year. Lakhvi had been in jail since 2009 when he was first arrested for his alleged involvement in the Mumbai attacks. He's suspected to be the operations manager of Lashkar-e-Taiba, the banned outfit that is blamed for the carnage. Six others are still in jail. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Islamabad.
A Topeka, Kansas man has been charged in federal court with attempting to detonate a car bomb at a military base as part of a plot to support the Islamic State. The U.S. Department of Justice said Friday that 20-year-old John Booker was taken into custody when he and undercover federal agents met near the military base to try to arm what he did not realize was an inert bomb. Barry Grissom is the U.S. attorney in Topeka, Kansas.
The complaint further alleges that he identified Fort Riley as a good target. He did that because he believed the post was famous and that, quote, there are a lot of soldiers there, end of quote.
Booker was also charged with attempting to provide material support to a designated foreign terrorist organization. A second man, Alexander Blair, was arrested Friday on the charge he knew about the plot and did not report it to authorities. U.S. media reports say that former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will formally announce her intention to run for president in the 2016 election on Sunday. Sources familiar with Mrs. Clinton's plans told media outlets that the former Secretary of State will announce her campaign for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination with an online video posted on social media. It will be Clinton's second presidential bid after her failed effort in 2008 when Barack Obama won the party's nomination and was elected president. And at the Masters Golf Tournament in Augusta, Georgia, 21-year-old American Jordan Spieth broke a record on his way to holding the lead after the second round. Spieth shot the tournament's lowest 36-hole total when he reached 14 under par, 130. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.